Welcome to A Healthy Back. These exercises have been specifically designed by Jack Heggie to increase your range of motion and flexibility and significantly reduce stress and pain in your neck, shoulders, and back. The first three exercises guide you through the three basic movements of the spine, turning left and right, bending forward and back, and tilting side to side. The last exercise integrates all three movements into one fluid motion. Jack will instruct you to do a movement. Do this movement as many times as is comfortable, or until Jack gives you another instruction. In this first exercise, Jack will guide you through increasing your range of motion and flexibility, turning left and right. Remember to do the exercises with gentle, slow movements. And if at any time you feel tired or experience any discomfort, stop and rest and wait for the next instruction. And now, as you sit comfortably in a chair, take a deep breath, let it out slowly, and notice how your body feels. And now, Jack Heggie.
To start out with, just notice, if you would, how are you sitting right now? Don't change, but just notice, are you relaxed? Are you sitting up straight? Just notice how you're sitting. What are you doing with your feet? Notice if you have any aches or pains. If it feels comfortable to sit like you're sitting. Notice what your breathing is like. Now, to begin with, just sitting as you're sitting, would you please just turn your head and look to the left, and just in an easy, simple way, and with your eyes, kind of mark a point on the wall so you can see how far you turn, and then do the same thing to the right. Notice how far you turn, how easy it is. If you hear any snap, crackle, and pop in your neck, anything like that. It's to establish a base mark so we can see how we change as we do these movements. So now would you please do the following thing. Hold your hands out in front and interlace your fingers. And if you look at your hands like that, you'll see that when you interlace the fingers, the hands form a little cup. And take that cup and put it on the back of your head. And move it up and down and left and right a little bit, and you'll find there's a place back there where the head fits into that cup like it was made to go there. And from that position, if you would, begin to turn your head to the left and then to the right. And as you do that, let your hands and your arms follow along with the movement. So you'll see that the head and the hands move kind of like a belt and a pulley. The hands don't slide against the back of the head. So move gently. Don't go as far as you can to the side. You know, if the maximum amount you can turn is 30 degrees, do 15 or 20, something like that. Cultivate a feeling of ease and not trying and not forcing yourself. Gently. And as you do that, you'll see that the elbows move in a certain way, the chest does something, the shoulder blades move in the back. And then unlace your fingers and just set your hands down in your lap and just rest for a second. Okay, and once again, interlace your fingers and put them behind your head and turn your head left and right, just like you did before. Now, if you would, turn your head all the way to the left and stop there and hold everything still except your eyes and move your eyes and look left and right about a dozen times. and let yourself breathe. And then let go of that and turn your head left and right a few times, and like a belt and a pulley. And notice how it moves and what it feels like. And then turn all the way to the right and stop. And again, hold everything still except your eyes and move your eyes left and right. About a dozen times. Notice what your breathing is like. Okay, and then let go of that and turn your head left and right a few times and look to the left and look to the right. And then let go of all that and set your hands down in your lap. And now if you would, turn your head and look to the left and look to the right like you did in the beginning, and notice how far you turn. Feel the difference? Quite a bit further. But there's no effort involved. Most of us walk around with quite a lot of muscular tension, and we're not even aware of it. And when you do these Feldenkrais exercises like this, you find that the tension lets go, and one of the things you could do is turn your head quite a bit further. You'd improve what some people call the range of motion, but not by trying and not by stretching, but just by doing something to reorganize the way the body moves. And as you begin to take out that excess tension, you begin to get rid of the stress and the pain that's caused by it. And notice after doing that if your posture has changed at all, if you're sitting in any way different in the chair without really thinking about it. One of the things about posture is that it should be more or less automatic. The centers in the brain that run posture are not under the direct conscious control. You can't make yourself sit up straight and do it efficiently because you're actually trying to use a different set of muscles and a different set of nerves. And that are not designed to hold you in one position for a long time. You're actually using the voluntary nerves and muscles, and that's not so good. And as you do these exercises, you'll find that your posture begins to change, and you don't have to think about it. It's just there. And what's actually happening is that as you remove some of the interference with those the postural mechanisms, you find you just begin to sit better and stand better, and there's just nothing to it. So would you please interlace your fingers and put them behind your head again, and begin to turn your head left and right and help with the arms. And as you do that, you'll feel that the head turns, and you can feel something happening in the spine and the shoulder blades, of course. And notice how far down in your body can you feel the movement. And the head turns, of course, and the shoulders turn, and the upper back, and do you feel it into the lower back or even down into the hips? In other words, does your whole body know what your head is doing, or just a part of it? Notice what your breathing is like. Okay, now continue to do that movement, turning the head left and right, and move your eyes along with your head. So when you turn to the left, you move your eyes over to the left. And of course, when you turn to the right, you move your eyes to the right. And you'll notice that that probably makes the head turn a bit further. Remember to always cultivate that feeling of ease, not going quite as far as you can go to the side. And then let go of all that and set your hands down in your lap, please. Now, the idea is, We learn what we practice, And if you practice pushing yourself to the maximum, you're practicing straining and sweating and hurting yourself, and you get to be real good at straining and sweating and hurting yourself, which is the way a lot of things are taught these days. You know, go to the max. And of course, there's times when you want to do that if you have to perform. But when you're learning, you should cultivate that feeling of ease. If you watch people who do almost anything well, especially in sports, they may be running very quickly or performing some kind of incredible feat, but make it easy to do. So if you cultivate that feeling of ease, you can get into that kind of space where those people do that. Okay, and once again, interlace your fingers and put them behind your head and turn your head left and right. Move your eyes opposite to your head. When your head turns to the left, your eyes move to the right. Gently. And you may feel the first couple of tries you do that all of a sudden your neck becomes stiff and it's hard to move your head. So go gently with the thing. Don't force it. And try it a couple of times moving the eyes opposite to the head, and then try it a couple of times moving the eyes with the head, and feel the difference, and then you'll find that quickly you get to the point where it doesn't matter what your eyes are doing. You can move them with the head or against the head, and it doesn't interfere. And let yourself breathe. Okay, and then let go of that and set your hands down. And again, notice how you're sitting in the chair now compared to the beginning. And then would you please turn your head and look to the left and look to the right and notice how far you turn now. And feel the difference. And once again, if you would, interlace your fingers behind your head and turn your head left and right a few times. And notice if you feel that how much of your body is involved in the movement now. You feel your head turn, of course, and your shoulders and probably your upper ribs. And do you feel it down to the lumbar area or even the pelvis? Now, if you would, turn all the way to the right and stop, and then move your eyes and look over to the left, and then keep your eyes looking to the left so the eyes are still in the socket, and turn your head left and right. The eyes don't move in the sockets. And again, gently and easily, and notice what that does to the movement. Let me feel it's easy in one direction and not so easy in the other. Slowly. And then continue to turn and just release your eyes and let them do whatever they want to do. And then, if you would, turn all the way to the left and stop and move your eyes over to the right and keep your eyes to the right in your head and turn your head left and right gently. And if it's difficult, don't force your way through the difficult area. Stop and go back. Make sure you're breathing. And go easily on yourself. And then again, release your eyes and just turn your head left and right a few times. And then set your hands down in your lap. And notice how you're sitting. If you watch how the animals move, most of the animals move so much more nicely than human beings. And they have a disadvantage. They can't learn to do things like that we do. They can't learn to ski or play golf or something. But the basic movements that they already make, running and jumping and climbing trees if they do that, they're wired in and they move so nicely, it's really a joy to watch. And they don't exercise or work out or, you know, do meditation or affirmations or anything. They just do it. And one of the ways I like to think about learning to move is that we have something like that inside us. We have that animal part already there, and that we interfere with it or we don't use it or however you want to say it. And as you begin to get in contact with that, you find you sit in a chair and you sit in the same way that when a cat does when it sits down. You know, they curl themselves up and they just sit there so nicely and it's nothing to it. We should be able to do that in the human way. So once again, interlace your fingers behind your head and turn your head left and right a few times. Turn your head to the left and stop. Move your eyes to the right. Hold your eyes over to the right and turn your head left and right a few times. And continue and move your eyes over to the left. So your eyes are held to the left. Gently. And then relax your eyes and just turn your head left and right a few times. And then set your hands down in your lap. And again, notice how you're sitting in the chair. And turn and look left and right a couple of times and notice how far you turn now. So once again, interlace your fingers behind your head and turn your head left and right a few times, gently and easily, just sort of like there's nothing to it. And then come to the middle so you're facing straight ahead, whatever it is for you. Look straight ahead at something, a spot on the wall or whatever's in front of you, and keep your eyes fixed on that spot and turn your head left and right. And you'll find as you do this that you can't turn your head nearly as far, but turn it as far as it'll go easily. So the idea is to just notice how keeping your eyes fixed on that point affects the turning of the head. For some people, it almost destroys the movement. It completely changes it. And think about what that means. We look at things hundreds or thousands of times a day. You know, we look at this when you're driving your car, you're looking at the oncoming cars, you're walking, you're looking where you're going. If you stiffen your neck every time you look at something and you do that 1,000 times a day, think what that's going to mean over a period of many years. And that's part of the reason you see some people walking around, they're in their 50s or their 60s and they're a wreck. You know, they're bent over, they don't breathe very well, they look like they're in pain, they probably are. And we stiffen ourselves up without knowing it. And as you become aware of that, you find you can stop doing it. Get rid of that tension that you don't need. So once again, have your hands in your lap and just turn and look left and right a few times. And notice how far you turn and how easily.
This concludes the first exercise of a healthy back. Take a moment and notice how much your movement has improved. How does your body feel now compared to when you started? Stand up and walk around and notice how you feel now. And remember, you can take these feelings of relaxation and increased awareness through the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about the Feldenkrais Method. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on the Feldenkrais Method.